telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay.
While we mourn the loss of one golden voice, we take a moment tonight to honor and relish the sultry tones of a singer still with us, Lena Horne. Murray Horwitz has this birthday appreciation.
The most important 85th birthday being celebrated this week is, of course, that of my mother, Charlotte Horwitz, in Dayton, Ohio. A close second, however, ought to be celebrated all over America. Today is the 85th birthday of Lena Horne. I know that time is relative, but it still seems uncanny how some decades go by a lot faster than others. For instance, it's been almost 40 years since the Beatles' first hit record in 1963, but that was less than 20 years after Glenn Miller's final record. Yet the Beatles sound, well, modern, while Glenn Miller sounds very old-fashioned. Well, I can't imagine what time is like for Lena Horne. Her career spans both those eras and then some. She got her first performing job as a dancer in Harlem's Cotton Club in 1933 when she was 16 and went on to sing in nightclubs before landing in Hollywood, where she appeared with Fats Waller in the 1943 motion picture Stormy Weather.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Raining all the time.
40 years later, she was still a major sensation on Broadway, starring in her own retrospective, Lena Horne, The Lady and Her Music.
Moving on down a highway, rolling down a highway. Yes, I'm moving ahead, so life can't pass me by. No.
Thank goodness it's hard today to put into words what Lena Horne has been and what she has meant. Hard because there has been, thankfully, some progress, and American actors of African descent are no longer automatically and exclusively cast as maids, servants, jungle natives, and slaves. We have to kick ourselves to remember that part of Lena Horne's significance is that she was never cast in such a role. Much of it had to do with her beauty and her light skin, but even more had to do with her courage and her intelligence. On screen and on stage, she broke the mold of the master-slave relationship that permeates American culture. She broke it off stage, too, and that earned her the reputation of being difficult to work with. But she was a black woman in show business, fighting discrimination on two fronts. Her weapon, according to her longtime friend and musical director Luther Henderson, was her overwhelming talent, and she used it uncompromisingly, with humor, grace, and elegance. That weapon didn't always guarantee a win. She had great victories, like the musical Jamaica, a multiracial hit in 1957, written for her by Harold Arlen and E.Y. Harburg, the same team that wrote the songs for The Wizard of Oz.
When you smile at me, tumble out of the tree. The peach is ripe, the lime is green, the air is touched with tangerine and coconut sweet, honeydew new. Everything dear that wants to cheer the nearness of you.
But she endured famous losses, too, like MGM's 1951 remake of Showboat. The studio passed over Lena Horne and gave the role of Julie, a light-skinned black singer, to Ava Gardner? That would never happen today. Today, a beautiful black actress can take home the Oscar for an intensely dramatic role. In her acceptance speech this year, Halle Berry honored Lena Horne. For the woman who began her career as a chorus girl at the Cotton Club, where black folks weren't allowed in the audience, and who went on to become the greatest black woman star of the 20th century, it was a vindication of her whole career. Happy birthday, Miss Horne.
Murray Horwitz is director of the American Film Institute's Silver Theater.
Come running, come flying, come laughing,
come crying, but come back, baby, just as fast as you can.